yesterday? In other words, what's the Rubicon for tzedakah in general?
When you've made a neder of some kind or a dedication, even if it's in your mind.
Okay, good. So that there is a din. Very good, Jeff. There appears to be a din of hekdesh when it comes to tzedakah of sorts. But remember, the Gemara in Erechen says in Daf Vav that tzedakah ain't a neder of a loka hekdesh, right? That there are certain differences between neder and hekdesh.
You don't have to throw it in the Dead Sea.
Right. So that we have to really pin that down a little bit more. So what were the lines of demarcation that we saw yesterday? Okay, so the Gemara Nerechin on Daf Zayin says what? In other words, what appears to be the critical time point? What's that? The Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ches says that Tam Choy and Kupa can even be switched by the Bnei Ha'ir, which is a challenge for us. But Jeff, what do we see? In other words, what's the... I don't know if you got a chance to listen to this year yesterday, but what's the critical Gemara? Or you may remember the Gemara anyway. But the Gemara says that the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis, top of Daf Zayin, so that... Okay, we're going to get to the Yachid versus the Ram. Remember, that's the Yishuv of the Ba'alei HaTosfos, but even before that, in other words, what's the critical time point? Right? Misha Shehigi Aliyad Gabai. Right? When the Gabai takes possession, then all bets are off. Then the Yachid has no Shaychus to it anymore. Okay? Then the Gemara immediately challenged that, but Vehar Rab Yanai, what was the Rab Yanai story, Dr. Gribitz? What did he do?
He borrowed the money for himself, or used the money for himself. And then he went to the Bala, to the people in the city, and said, look, we don't have any money in the kitty, so contribute more.
Okay, welcome, Jacob. Dr. Gribitz is just finishing the Chazara from yesterday. Correct. So that Rabbi Yanai Yosef Upara, that Rabbi Yanai then took that money, and he was Poreya that money back at a later point, but the bottom line is, as an individual, he was utilizing what ought to have been tzedakah funds. Okay, and the Gemara justifies this on the basis that there was a hana'ah to the aniyim. Why was it a hana'ah to the aniyim? Because then he could go back out to the tzibur and say, look, there's nothing in the till, which seems like a little bit, Yeah, so Jeff, what do you think about that practice? I mean, does that seem like a davar pasha that he should have been allowed to do that?
Well, I think yesterday's daf, I'm trying to think, I do daf yomi, and I believe yesterday's daf specifically says that you can't claim... that you can't claim that this that somebody's giving money to a charity in order to encourage other people to give money to a charity. You have to be very careful.
And let alone using
money for that purpose. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he was doing.
No, that's why he was doing it. But it's quite shocking.
Right.
It's really quite shocking that this is what went on. But that's indeed what the Gemara says. Okay, so that's one question: is how is Rabbi Yanai allowed to do that? If you know, Misha
Shekhi. Remember,
he took the. This we covered yesterday. So he took the money and he used it for himself, and then he paid it back at a later date. But the bottom line is that it was Misha Shehigi Eliad Gabai, so it should be off limits. Remember, according to the Ba'alei HaTosfos that we saw yesterday, is that not even Higi Eliad Gabai is the Rubicon, right? Higi Eliad Gabai is significant only in as much as from that point on you cannot take a loan. But according to the Ba'alei HaTosfos, from the moment that you articulate it, right, so that at that point, one can no longer change it even for another mitzvah. Okay, so then what about Sharon's point? Sharon raised the Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Ches, which says the Bnei Ha'ir have the right to change the Kupa into the Tamchoy and the Tamchoy into the Kupa. And the Bnei Ha'ir can turn the tzedakah money, the Chol Davar Sheyirtzu, is the Lashon of the Gemara, Jeff, the Chol Davar Sheyirtzu. So I don't understand. If we just said Misha Shegi Eliad Gabai, certainly Kupa and Tamchoy is past that point. So the Ba'alei HaTosfos consistently answer that there must be a big difference between what situation and what, Jacob? What's the critical difference between the Gemara and Bava Basra Daf Ches and the Gemara and Erechin, Daf Vav and Daf Zayin? What must be the difference, according to Tosfos? Go ahead, Dr. Gribitz.
Whether you're relinquishing control or not, to give it to the...
Not whether you make a tznai, but a situational difference. Yeah, Dr. Gribitz, go ahead.
They do you're giving it the bar mitzvah.
Okay, so we're going to get to that in a second, is that maybe even the Baba Basra case has certain limits, but what would be the obvious difference between the Gemara in Erechin, HaOmer Sela Zol Litzdaka, and then the Gemara says Mishigia Liad Gabai versus the Gemara Baba Basra Dav Ches?
It's not dedicated. Once you put it, it's like a fund. Once you actually...
Okay, just even a little more. Remember again, what's the Yachid versus Rabim, guys? Remember that the Rabim aren't bound by this, because the Aldas B'nai Ha'ir, they have the right to make changes later than a Yachid would. But even the Rabim has certain limits. So what we thought, three Shitos and Tosos, okay? About what the limits of the Rabim were to change something. Okay, so according to the most permissive view, what was the most permissive view, Jacob? Whose view was the most permissive? We saw yesterday.
I don't.
Dr. Gribbetz? Sharon? Rabbeinu Tam. In Tosos. So Rabbeinu Tam holds what, Jeff?
I don't know.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam says that there kipshuto the Gemara in Erechin, right? Or the Gemara in Babas, rather. Right, that Rishayin Lashanos L'chol Ma'asher Yirtzu. They can change it to whatever they want. Afilu Davar HaRishos. They can take something out of its tzedakah box and go theoretically spend it on Yankee tickets. Davar HaRishos. It seems a little shocking. So Rabbeinu Tam's nephew, the Ri explains, not so much according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, although I suspect this is indeed what Rabbeinu Tam had in mind. It's not Davar HaRishos, it's Afilu Tzarchei Tzibor. Because remember, what was the example? Rabbeinu Tam gave the money that was dedicated to tzedakah to Dr. Gribbetz to whom? Who did Rabbeinu Tam took the money from the tzedakah box because there was leftover, and he gave it to the excellent Sharon, to the Shomrei Ha'ir, right? So that's not a dvar mitzvah. That's a
protection for
right. That's Sarchei Tzibor. Very good. The Tosfos in Erechin is much more restrictive and says you can't take tzedakah for just anything. It has to be for a dvar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are three different shitos in the Baalei HaTosfos. So again, we have two lines.
Shomer Ha'ir is, you know, it is a dvar mitzvah.
Because of Shema Tamal Nafshel Seichem type of thing?
It depends what neighborhood you live in.
Yeah, right, okay, very good. I like it, right? That gets back to your discussion about New York in the 80s. Very good, I hear. So again, for Yachid, Misha Shegil Yad Gabai appears to be the Rubicon. Though, according to Tosfos, are even more restricted than that. Beforehand doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want with the money. It just means that you could still borrow the money back. You could take a halva'a if you didn't yet give it to the Gabai. Once it reaches the Gabai, nothing doing. Okay, that's for Yachid. But for the Tzibur, right?
It's still with
for the Tzibur, they still have greater access. But even then, right, they may not be able to change it for just anything. Could be a Dvar Mitzvah. Could be that it's Tzarchei Tzibor, could even be Dvar Rishos. Okay, then we spoke about the end case in Erechin, is let's say people make a donation to a shul. Does the shul have to keep that donation in the silo that it was dedicated for? So we said, first, what are some of the distinctions that we raised? Jacob, so what are some of the two or three distinctions that the Gemara raised before we review what the actual halacha is? So, Jacob, there's a difference between who donates, right? Which two categories of people? Okay, Dr. Gribbetz, you got it. Swooped in there. But it counts. Right. Ovdei Kochavim versus Yisrael. So Ovdei Kochavim, we have to be a little bit more careful. We can't even change it for a Dvar Mitzvah because we're concerned that it could cause bad blood.
Right.
That's one level of issue. Yeah. But even for an Ovdei Kochavim, we still have some permissiveness. What leeway do we have? Is that once what happens?
If we feel he's not going to return.
Right. If he's no longer associated with it, or there's no concern about him
coming back.
Right. So then we have certain flexibility. For a Jew, we say that you can always change it as long as it's for a
mitzvah.
Dvar mitzvah. Good.
But that's because of the assumption that the Jew would be willing. It's the same thing with when people borrow your tefillin. I mean, the idea is that you would be willing to have the money used.
And so here, it seems a little even more. That's tefillin because it's still in his bylaws. But once you make the donation to Shul, to a certain extent, you're relinquishing your bylaws. And we just assume that the Jew's not going to give us too much trouble, which I mentioned yesterday was a strange assumption, but I don't know how much...
Well, that's why I think it's the other side. I think it's the assumption.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't mention that, and the Rishonim don't... But it's an interesting point. Okay, so that's where we sort of had left things off yesterday.
What's considered an environment for Shul?
Remember what? It, who remembers what Rabbeinu Gershom said?
Has to be like a Sefer Torah or.
What did Rabbeinu Gershom say? Who remembers what Rabbeinu Gershom said? Dr. Gribitz, what was the example Rabbeinu Gershom gave? Jeff, you remember the Rabbeinu Gershom here?
Maybe helping a bride. I mean, all the things the community does.
True, I would agree. But which did he single out? This is quite shocking that afilu for this, you couldn't divert the funds from a non-Jewish donation. Pidyon Shvuyim, he says, I feel the Pidyon Shvuyim.
Well, that's a pretty.
That's why I asked Dr. Gribitz first. That's why I asked Dr. That's why I gave that example. It wasn't random. Okay, so the last makor that we handled was the Rambam. So, Jeff, you want to take the Rambam for us?
To read it?
Yeah.
We read it
yesterday.
Where are we at?
This is the Rambam, Hilchos Matanos Ani, and Perek Chas. The last makor we did yesterday, I'm just having Jeff. I am just having Jeff read it for us.
Atzadaka harehi beklal hanedarim lefichacha omer harei alai sela letzadaka. So, therefore, the one who says that this coin is for tzedaka, o harei sela zo tzedaka, or says that this particular one is for tzedaka, chayiv litna laaniim. Miyad, he has to give it to the poor right away.
And what's the chiddush of the Rambam, Jeff? Is that what the Rambam is saying? Tzedakah doesn't only have halachic similarity with nidarim, but it is a nidarim. Good.
Actually,
right, and if you delay even a moment,
even a moment, b'chol ta'acher shaharei biyado liten miyad v'aniyim.
Okay, good. So that if you don't give right away, so then you're over the Isser Doreis of Baal Teacher. Baal Teacher means delaying with your Nedarim. Now, when it comes to a typical Neder, which is a Karban in the... Right, Jeff just recently had this in Daf Yomi, but go ahead. So what's the... So how much time do you have for a Karban, generally? For a Karban, you get more leeway. You're not over Baal Teacher until when?
I assume till the next day. I mean,
till three regalim have passed. Three regalim,
oh,
you're
really?
Basically, you're
okay.
Given a lot of time.
Right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Here for tzedakah, it's almost instantaneous, right?
Miyad.
Chayav lisna le'aniyim miyad v'im icher aver bal teacher sherei biyad alitim miyad v'aniyim mitzvimei. Okay, then when the Rambam went through other cases, let's say there are no aniyim around. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just skipping down a few lines. V'chein im hisna b'shasha nadar b'tzdaka isna devoso. If you gave a t'nai when you donated the tzedaka, or when it was money or something else, sheyu agabai reshayin l'shanosa l'tzorfa b'zahav, harei elu mutarin. If you gave a cash amount and you said, no, the gabayim don't have to use this particular coinage, they're allowed to build this up into larger coinage if it's, you know, more convenient for them. If you hand the gabay 25 cents, assumed, okay, so the gabay can put the 25 cents somewhere else and collect four and then put a dollar into tzedakah, okay? Jeff was speaking earlier about, you know, like cultural experiences with people in business, and I think it's very fascinating. So I have Israeli cousins, a major part of the Israeli mentality, which has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, there were somewhat scarce conditions there for a long time and really filtered into the mindset, is not being taken advantage of. And the way Israelis say that is ani lo frayer. I'm not a pushover. I will not be taken advantage of. So my 8-year-old cousin, who doesn't understand the American monetary system, had $4 bills. This is a number of years ago on Pesach. Okay, so this kid is sure, it's clear that he's about to lose. Then they're flying out of his pocket. So I said, here, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a five, and you can just give me the four single dollar bills. And he looked at me like I'm crazy, like I'm, getting robbed, you know, that I'm, you know, giving him one bill in return for four. And his immediate response was, I need a frayer. So at 8 years old. So, you know, we then had a lesson about how monetary system works.
But it's also very Talmudic, because a lot of times there's this confusion, I believe, in the Rebbeim sometimes about the idea that the money itself is holy, like that bill. And then there's this sort of objectification of the cash.
Oh, so that's exactly...
As opposed to an understanding that it's all fungible.
Right, that's exactly why the Rambam says, is that there is this license. Because that's not considered a real shinoi, as long as that's... Now, today, of course, that's understood, because there's no... We were mentioning this yesterday before Jeff got here, is that right now, I wouldn't even say the money is on paper. The money is not, it's just in a spreadsheet. That's
mm-hmm.
all it is. It's just an account in a spreadsheet. Okay? So, Yeah, okay, very good. So that's the basic point that we wanted. The Rambam, I just wanted to mention one line in the Rambam again, which is based on Rabbi Yannai, Hali aniyam hana'a bi'ikav hama'os bi'ad agabai kedei la'asos la'acherim litein haray oso agabai mutu la'avos osam hama'os sha'aniyam upareash. It's tzedaka eina kehekdesh sha'asor lehanos bo. The difference between tzedaka and hekdesh that we were talking about before is that there's one yachid who's allowed to borrow the money after it reaches the hands of the gabai. Only one yachid. And who is that yachid? Based on the Gemara and Rabbi Yannai, is
the
gabai. The gabai himself. Very good, Jeff. Very well done. The gabai himself. Only the gabai. So the Rambam was pointing out, right, one more time. Hayala niyam hanoa bi'ikov hama'os biyad hagabai hare oso hagabai. Only the gabai, right? Not anybody else. Mutu lalavo sosam hama'os shalaniyim uporeya. Shetzdaka ena kehekdei shasal hanos. So everybody else, when it's an individual donation, the Rubicon is giving it to the gabai. The gabai, if he, because he's the gabai. And again, the gabai, you know, today, you know, yeder ena can be a gabai. But halachically speaking, to be a gabai tzedakah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, it's nifsak lahalacha in the Rambam, actually the previous line in the Gemara, the one that Sharon mentioned today, says, lo yitin adam atoch kupa shel tzedakah, ela mimuna alav ki rabbi chanina ben tradion. Okay, that the gabai tzedakah is the most trustworthy person. We're doing this Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the gabai tzedakah right. When it came to the donations for
and
the Mishkan.
And even he had account for everything.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. So in any event, that's the point that giving it to the gabai is like a total lockbox. Of course, the case that we dealt with was the case of Bnei Ha'ir in Bava Basra. That's a little different. Now, what we're going to do today is how does this connect back to Purim? Okay. So the truth of the matter is that Purim assumes a unique position in halacha in this area. So let's take a look now, finally, at the sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Ches, which is the classical sugya. And my goal for today is to get through, I have the Tosefta here, I didn't give it to you guys yet, but to get through at least the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the parallel Yerushalmi, and the Tosefta, which I'll read to you, and then to discuss a little bit what we have in the Rishonim. Okay, so I'm going to read the Mishnah. So Jacob, let me know if you can't hear for whatever reason. I'll read the Mishnah slowly, okay? I assume that you don't have the Mishnah in front of you.
No, I'm driving, actually.
Okay, drive. It's a surprising Mishnah, so drive slowly. Okay. This Mishnah has taken many people off the road. Okay. Hasocher es hachamor, leholicho bahar. Okay, so somebody who, what's a socher?
The one who...
Renter.
Is it right? Renter. It's a right. Now you can go to Martha's Vineyard and rent a bicycle. Right, Jeff, you know, can go to, where do you usually try? What's your most likely business destination?
Business? England, probably.
Okay, so Jeff can go to England and, I don't know, rent, what do they like to get around there, a trolley?
Rent a car?
A car, okay, a vehicle. Very good. So, and you couldn't do that in Israel in the times of the Mishnah. That was not an option. So, you'd have to get a chamor, okay? So, asocher es hachamor leholicho bahar. And the terms of the agreement is you're going to take it on the mountain. V'holicho bebeka, but you took it into the valley. Or vice versa. Bebeka v'holicho bahar. Afilu zo eser milin, v'zo eser milin. Even if it was precisely the same distance, umesa, and the chamor dies, chayev. You're chayev. Now, why should you be chayev? The normal din of a socher is that he's not chayev in such a situation. Is he used the object for exactly the purpose that he rented it for?
No.
He said, I rented this for 10 miles.
No, he did.
And I took it 10 miles. So why is this not true?
Because it's not equivalent to renting a car anymore. But if you were to rent a car and suddenly drive it off-road on the beach for 10 miles, trust me, you bring it back to the car rental place, maybe the contract will say it someplace, but you don't know it verbally. But you'd be ruining the car. And to take a donkey to a mountain is a completely different situation.
Okay, very good. So that is exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us, okay? So then the Mishnah says, Hasocher es hachamor lehalicho behar veholicha bebeka. Im hechelika. Hechelika means?
Slipped.
Good. If it slipped, putter, which is ironic, you're putter. Why? Because we should assume that the mountain was slippier. It was much more...
better chance.
Right, but since it happened in a bikkah, even though you deviated from the contract, the type of injury that was sustained was not related to your deviation. V'im huchma, but if the animal overheated, chayev. Why? Because it's more likely to overheat in the bikkah.
Right.
Okay. And vice versa. So the second half of the Mishnah seems to be at odds with the first half of the Mishnah. Again, the first half of the Mishnah says just, you know, if you deviate, then you're responsible. The second half of the Mishnah is trying to get into specifics. So the Gemara begins with the following assumption. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Hamani, Rabbi Meir, he. This is only according to Rabbi Meir. This idea that if you change or deviate, you're automatically chayev. Why? Da'amar, kol ha-mavir al-dashel balabayis nikra gazlan. There is a principle in halacha, according to Rabbi Meir, by the way, it is a massive machlokas rishonim that we'll talk about, probably not today, whether or not we paskin like Rabbi Meir, okay? But kol ha-over al-das balabayis gazlan. So Jeff, how would you translate that? Kol ha-over al-das balabayis gazlan.
Because if you do something against the understanding of the renter, okay, then it's thievery.
Yeah, and then what's the consequence of being a Goslin? Good, well done.
Well, you've broken the contract, whatever the deal is.
Such that if any damages ensue, then you're
liable. Yeah.
Okay, good. So, hi, Rabbi Meir. The Gemara asks, where did Rabbi Meir express this view? So, the Gemara goes through a number of different options. But one option that the Gemara considers, the Gemara will eventually not settle on this option, which is extremely important, not for today, but for next time. Elohar Rabbi Meir, Demigbas Purim, the Rabbi Meir that deals with collecting money for Purim. Ditanya, the Brisa says, Migbas Purim le Purim. Any money which is collected for Purim is for Purim. Migbas Ha'ir, the collection of a particular city, Le'oso Ha'ir. Right, it goes to that city, and then this extremely ambiguous phrase, "Ve'ein medakdekin bidavar." So, Jacob, how would you translate those words? "Ein medakdekin bidavar."
I don't know. It can go either way. I mean, we don't look at anything else to divert the monies from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Dr. Gribitz, I saw you shaking your head.
No, I'm not quite sure.
Jeff Vesakdir.
I would say...
Jeff?
I would say that it means you can't be too picky about what you do with the money.
Okay.
There should be more leeway.
So, here we go. Then the Gemara turns Aval. It seems like it's turning Lochenes Hagol and Meshochtem Ochlenosan. You gather together the cows and you make a big Seuda. V'hamotar, and anything which is left over, yipol l'kishol tzedakah. That can be then transferred to a different tzedakah, the kiss of tzedakah. So, eimedaktik and bedavar, according to this shita in the Gemara, seems to be that you don't, you know, when it comes to the Seudas Purim, you don't, you know, say, goodness gracious, there are going to be 100 people there, let's figure $25 ahead, right? You do it like they would do it down in Texas. Okay? Lokchenes ha'galen v'shochten larov. Okay. That's the way Ein Medaktik and Bedavar seems in this Gemara. Reb Lazar Omer. Who's Rabbi Eliezer, by the way? This is just important to appreciate. Rabbi Eliezer is the Talmud of whom and the Rebbe of whom? Just so you...
Lost track.
Rabbi Eliezer is the Talmud. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkin is the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were the Rebbeim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Meir. Okay, just keep that in mind because we're dealing here with Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Migbas Purim lePurim. The collection of Purim is for Purim, which normally we thought meant that you're not supposed to use it for other things. Even though the Tanakhama said is that once there are leftovers, they can be diverted to tzedakah. But now Rabbi Eliezer is introducing a different point. V'ein ha'ani rashai likach mehen ritzua l'sandalo. The ani is not permitted to use them for anything other than
for Purim.
That's what we mean by Migbas Purim the Purim. Forget about
So unless the ritzua is for a custom, he wouldn't be allowed to use it.
Good word. Ela im kein hisna b'ma'amad anshei ayir divrei Reb Yaakov sh'amar rishu Reb Meir. Right? Unless Reb Meir is paskening, right? Unless there was some agreement, explicit agreement, that the ani didn't have to use them for perm. Why? The Gemara assumes that this is the kiyum of the shita of Reb Meir, right? Kolamavir al das balabayis gazlan havi, and the ani would be mavir because it was given for the sake of Purim. He wouldn't be able to use it for something else. That's Reb Meir. Now, by the way, it's going to be very important if we pass it. The halacha, you know, all the yeshivas go around to collect on Purim. It might have to have a very, very big Purim Suda, which I don't think they'll be too happy about if we pass in this way. Okay? To Machokas Rishonim. We're going to come back to that. But that's what we mean. Kol over Adas Balabayas Gazan Havi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mekel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to be Mekel across the board. The Aniyim can do what they like with it, and maybe you don't even have to use it for Purim the same way that the Mary of the Tanakhama said, get all the cows together, vein the Daktik and Badavar. Okay? So Dilma, the Gemara deflects. The Gemara says, no. Maybe that's not about kol ha'over al das balabayis is gazlan havi, okay, that comports with this Mishnah. Maybe Purim is a different story. Dilma hasam nami da adaisa de Purim hu de yahivle. Adaisa de midi acharina lo yahivle. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is it's not taloi whether the ani has to spend it or not on Purim. Doesn't have to do with the general position of Reb Meir on kol ha'over al das balabayis gazlan havi. It does not have to do with that. Generally, this could be a unique case. This would be a unique case because there's an implicit tnai, or perhaps an explicit tnai, on the part of everybody who gave, is that this is not tzedakah. I'm not giving tzedakah. All I'm doing right now is giving Purim. If somebody doesn't use this for Purim, it's not theirs. So it's not a question of kola over al das balabayas gazlan havi, right? It's a question that it was never given in the first place. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. So elaharab meir, which sheet of Reb Meir, where he Reb Meir actually speaks about kola over al das balabayas gazlan havi. So Ditanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Reb Meir, Hano Sein Dinar La'ani Likach Lo Chalok. If somebody gives, he transfers possession to an ani of a dinar, but with the intention that the ani should buy a cloak, Lo Yikach Bo Talis, he can't buy a talis, and vice versa. Talis Lo Yikach Bo Chalok, Mivnei Shemabri Al Dasar Shalbala Bayis. Okay, so Gemara says, Adil Mashani Hasam. Now, maybe the reason in that case is to ask to the Mechshad, the Dami Yishamar Plani Zabni Nolei Levu Shala Plani Ani Avlo Zavan Lei. Inani Zabni Nolei Galim Avlo Zavan Lei. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's not about Kolam Avriel Das Balabayas Gazlan Havi, that we restrict what the indigent person could actually do with the funds. Is that we're just trying to protect the donor. Because the donor may have already gone and tell his friends, oh yeah, by the way, I got, let's say Dr. Gribitz is the donor. So let's say Dr. Gribitz goes back to Mount Sinai. And he tells the head of the hospital, he says, who's the head of the hospital there?
Dr. Davies.
Dr. Davies. Okay. So Dr. Davies, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Gribb. It's nice to see you. So Dr. Davies, I want you to know, the guy that stands on the corner of 97th and 5th all day long, screaming, you know, all day, you know, I bought him a Jaguar. Because it's true, Dr. Gribbitz that morning wrote him a check for $80,000 and said, wrote in the memo for Jaguar. The guy then shows up, not with a Jaguar, but he shows up with the largest stash of heroin in the world. So now, Asur Lemechshete, they're going to say, Gribbitz, you know, he claims he bought him a Jaguar, but he's just a narco trafficker. Okay? So that's the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, it's Asur Lemechshete. We're just trying to protect the donor, because so the ani has to carry through his wishes. But it's not really a din in kol ha'over al das balabayas gazlan havi. It's just a maris ayin issue to protect the donor. The Gemara says, no. Im kain, if that were so, lisnei mipnei ha'chashad. The Gemara should have said that the reason that we restrict this is because of chashad. Because, you know, we're afraid of the reputation. My reputation, my real dash of balabai, shmamina, mishum, tishani, hu, bechol, my real dash of balabai, is nikra gaslan. So the general consensus, not everybody agrees to this, is that we don't paskin this way. We don't paskin like this shita of Reb Meir. Though, what we'll see is that there's much more.
But I thought we almost always paskin.
No, we almost never paskin like Reb Meir, because the Gemara and Erev, who remembers why we don't paskin like Reb Meir? Gemara and Erev and Daf Yud Gimel.
I remember that I learned it, but I forgot.
Okay, anybody remember the line? that it was galoy v'yadua that Reb Meir was the greatest Talmud Chacham of his dar, but that his strength was his weakness.
No one understood what he said.
Nobody understood what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was very hard to pass like him. Hence, the Gemara in Erev in Daf Memvav that Jeff was just alluding to implicitly says that if you have a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir, who were contemporaries, both students of Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, and Reb Meir, you always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, unless otherwise specified. But basically, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against Reb Meir, even paskin like Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, another one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We even paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Reb Meir.
But his argument here is pretty good.
It's always like, pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, it just seems as if we've decided not to do it because of the practicalities, not because it's not.
Okay, so what we'll see is that in this case, there may be an argument to be made that we should still paskin like Reb Meir, but well, first we'll have to see how this gets processed, okay? So now let's take a look at the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta. I know you don't have the Tosefta, it's a late edition. The Tosefta is largely quoted by the Gemara that we read. I just wanted to read it inside because I thought there was some interesting formulation in Tosefta. So first thing I'm just going to do is quickly read the Yerushalmi. It's only four lines. Jacob, I'm reading Yerushalmi now about the uniqueness of Matanos Levyonim. We already just saw that the Gemara in Baba Metzia Ayin Ches specified Migbas Purim Lepurim. And the Gemara raised a number of different possibilities. Either that it can't be transferred to a different tzedakah, one. Two, that even the ani was restricted in terms of his usage,
mm-hmm.
right? And ha'ani rasha di kafwa and mitzua le sandalo. And then this other thing in the Gemara is ein medaktik and bedavar, is that we're very liberal in terms of our Purim spending. Now let's learn the Yerushalmi. Migbas Purim lepurim, says the Yerushalmi. Okay? The Purim fund is to Purim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Ubilvad Shelo yeshana mimene ha'ani ritzua lemen alo. Okay, so Jeff, how would you translate that? Bilvad shelo yeshana mimene ha'ani ritzua lemen alo?
Even if he, you know, to use it to change his sandals, shoelace.
Right. So that Migbas Purim Lepurim is unique is that it imposes a control on the recipient. Ein medaktikin b'mitzvas Purim. Remember that language, Jacob, of ein medaktikin b'davar? Okay, ein medaktikin b'mitzvas Purim. Ella, we haven't seen this in the Bavli. It does not appear in the Bavli.
Ella, you mean?
Kol mi shehu poshet es yado lito, nosnin lo, the Yerushalmi says. What does that mean? One more time. Kol mi shehu poshet es yado lito, nosnin lo. Exactly. Right? It's a request that can't be refused.
Right.
That's what Ein Medaktik in Bipurim means, according to Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, it sounds much more like, yeah, you're just liberal with the expenditure, right? Lokchen esagal. But I call the Texas thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite different. This is Kol Mishu Poshet Es Yado.
Yep.
Okay. Next halach. Okay,
but it also has a sense that you also shouldn't be, you know, it's like the whole question, Purim Suda, Matanis Levyonim, you know, all the giving side, the Suda, you know, you don't, shouldn't have to restrict. You know, it's not about restriction, Purim, it's about being a little less methodic about what you're doing.
Okay.
Make sure that everybody's enjoying.
Like the Laharbos, yeah.
Right.
So ein medaktik in b'mitzvahs Purim elo kol misha who poshet es yado litol nidol. So the second chiddush of the Yerushalmi, again, let's just review. The first chiddush we had in the Yerushalmi is the restriction on the ani spending. One. Two, right, kol misha poshet es yado. That's two. Three, ein mishanim b'maos Purim. Once something has been dedicated to the Purim fund, can't be changed. Hashar kol maos mishanim.
And you don't think they mean the maos themselves?
No, this means that the funding goes into a lockbox of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what we saw, Sharon mentioned it, the first Makor and Shir that Sharon mentioned today. And when it comes to any other communal fund, right, the Rabbim always have a right to divert. Now we three-way machlokes balitosos. Let's get this down. Rabbeinu Tam says even for davar rishus. The Ri says tarchei tzibur. The balitosos say dvar mitzvah. But be that as it may, they're still shifting. Purim, the Yerushalmi says, Ein Mishani B'maos, Purim Hashar Kol HaMidos Mishanin. Ella, is that really? So, El Kol HaMos, Ad Shalo Yisnu L'Gizbarin, Ata Rasha L'Shanosan, Mishanisnu L'Gizbarin, Ein Ata Rashai L'Shanosan. Okay, so the Yerushalmi then comes back and says, okay, it's true that you don't have so much flexibility with other funds too, you only have flexibility up until they reach the Yad Gabbai. But the Yerushalmi, at least for a minute, and the Yerushalmi may backtrack from this point, but the Yerushalmi came darn close to saying that the Ma'os Purim are unique even when it comes to the public fund. That maybe, let's say, the public fund, right, the coupon, the tamchoy, can be changed to something else. But Ma'os Purim, perhaps not. The Yerushalmi suggests that. Okay, so I'm just going to read the Tosefta. I'll read it slowly because I know everybody doesn't have it. But I just wanted to put the Tosefta on board because it's another primary makor before we start getting to the Rishonim. Okay, so the Tosefta says the following. Okay, Migbas Purim l'Purim u'Migbas Ha'ir l'Os Ha'ir. Ein midaktikin b'Migbas Purim. Aval lokchin es ha'agalim v'shochtin v'ochlin osan. Okay, so just like we had in the Bavli, okay, ein medaktikin means that you largesse, right? You go perhaps even over the top. That's part of what we mean by Migbas Purim Lepurim, is that we empty the coffers.
Right.
V'hamosar, and then if anything is left over, here you have two different kirsos, either yipol akishol tzedakah, is what we had in the Bavli, the Tosefta, we're just not sure, is it al yipol? Okay, we'll just assume that it's Yipol for now. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Migbas Purim L'Purim, Ve'al Yasem Imenu Ha'ani Ritzul Asandalo. That we have in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as well.
But it just seems to be totally contradictory to the in the doctrine part.
Go ahead.
To tell poor people they can't change, you know, fix their shoes.
Possible.
It just seems very...
Certainly surprising.
In both cases.
Certainly just, surprising. Unless you assume that, you know, we've got this extreme communal investment in everybody celebrating Purim.
In the celebration.
It's kind of contradictory. On the one hand, you're taking an expansive view, call a poshut yada, but on the other hand, you're restricting the ani from buying a shoelace. It's kind of contradictory.
Right. Jeff was annoyed by that as well.
Because, I mean, you know, if you don't got a shoe on, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to enjoy the drinking and the eating. Right. You can't dance. Exactly. Good.
Maybe what it's saying is that there should be a separate fund to take care of the needs of any independent of Purim, and that it shouldn't even be like an issue with the shoelaces because we should be giving out shoelaces.
It's kind of like the drinking wine, the bar going into debt to buy the 4 cups of wine for Pesach. I mean, is it a sense that if you let poor people always make those decisions, they're going to make the most, you know,
practical,
mean decision, as opposed to they're not going to get the celebration aspect.
Correct.
Which is funny because when, you know, this tradition in our society appears to be the opposite, but it is an interesting.
So, like, how can you really celebrate with like total freedom and joy if you're restricted, like, and you're worried about paying your rent?
Right. No, totally.
Agreed. So that's a very important tension. It's a practical tension, and, you know, that's something that I really want to dwell on.
It's also something I always thought that Kol Poshut Yada means that even a non-Jew, but this seems to imply, like, if you put it together, you know, he can't buy a shoelace, that means he only has to use it for Purim. Obviously it doesn't include a non-Jew, because a non-Jew doesn't have a mitzvah of eating a suit of Purim.
It's interesting, but I have met non-Jews who do seem to know when Purim is. I have met non-Jews who do appear to know when Purim is.
They practice Purim.
They practice Purim very didactically.
Yeah, but even when Purim isn't.
Exactly.
And even when Purim doesn't occur.
But sometimes they think it's Shabbos. But I've had actually specific beggars actually say, you know, it's not Shabbos. I know you can give me money today. It's, I mean, the whole argument.
So I just wanted to. That was the Tosefta. So Jacob's point will be raised again by the Ramban. We're not going to get to the Ramban today. That'll be the first makkah we do tomorrow. So I just wanted to conclude by reading two Tosfosin. One is the Tosfos. Did we lose Jacob? No, he's here. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, and then Tosfos Harash. just in parallel, so anybody just want to just give a little bit of the history here? When we have different versions of Tosfos, so why do we have Tosfos generally and Tosfos Harash? So just a little bit of background. The Balei HaTosfos really began with whom? Who is the...
Rabbeinu Tam
is the first. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam's father, Rashi's son-in-law, certainly taught him. But right, Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam passed on his Masorah to his nephew, the Ri. And the Ri had four primary Talmidim. And in the 12th and 13th century, in Ashkenaz and in Sarfat and in Italy and a little bit less in England, Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, you have incredible development of the Tosfos tradition, and you have different recordings of the Tosfos. Different Masechtos feature different Balei HaTosfos. The Ri's writing themselves didn't really survive. But the Talmidim wrote it down, and that's why you see all the time Mem Reish and Tosfos Mipi Rebbe at the end of Tosfos. It's not Medrash Rabbah, it's Mipi Rebbe. So we're going to just read parallel Tosfos, and the real way you want to learn Tosfos is always to compare formulations, because you have the same gist, but sometimes slightly different formulations can be very edifying. So Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Ches says the following: Migmas Purim LePurim, I don't understand. Right, that the tzibur retains the right. The yachid may not retain the right, but the tzibur certainly retains the right. Here again, Tosfos seems to assume that it's le mitzvah acheres, mutar l'shanosa le mitzvah acheres, even though he quotes the language of the Gemara in Bava Basra of l'shanosa and b'chol ma she'yirtze. So he answers something fascinating both in its simplicity, but also in its what I would call its almost its mysteriousness. He says, Yesh lomar dafka purim amrinan hacha de'en l'shaus. Umigba sa'ir lo sa'ir nami de purim dafka. Wow. It's an astonishing thing. So what did he basically say? Is that we have one set of halacha for the whole world and for all times, and purim, all the rules go out the window.
Right.
That's shocking. But he doesn't, remember, he doesn't give a svara. It just says, oh, well, clearly it's just different. So remember what I was saying before is that the Yerushalmi alluded to this, and then I think the Yerushalmi slightly backtracked, but it seems like Tosfos is picking up this idea and saying, yeah, anachanami, that when it comes to the communal funds, the tzibor always, aldas b'nei ha'ir, always retains the right, for Rabbi Nadam, even for Dabar Rishos, for the Ri, for Tzarchei Tzibor, for Tosfos Mitzvah Acheres. Purim? Sorry, Charlie, that's untouchable. Medicare, Social Security. Don't go into those funds. Right? That's the idea. Okay? That's an astonishing thing. But because remember, Migbas Purim, the Purim. Tanakama lo ayri, ela begabai delo yishane. The Tanakama only restricts the gabi. Lezer ayri be'ani. Shanasnu lo mos. Let's talk to this Purim. Shanarashi ani lishane. So again, Tosfos is just clarifying that, yeah. That the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, right, which is a view that was endorsed by Reb Meir, allegedly, right? Reb Yaakov Mishum Reb Meir was just this point that kol over al das balabais gazlan havi, that the ani can't do just as he pleases. Okay, now let's take a look at the Tosfos Harash. And again, my point here in bringing in the Tosfos Harash and Bava Metzia is that you should just know that the slight differences in formulation, because again, it's the same ideas that were being worked out in the base Medrash, the Balei HaTosfos, but the formulations are a little different. So again, the Rush is the very end of the generation of Balei HaTosfos, the very end of the 13th century. He was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Maharam Rutenberg was incarcerated, not for having committed any crime, but incarcerated nonetheless, and passed away in jail. And his greatest Talmud, there are three great Talmudim in the Maharam Rutenberg, I mean many Talmudim, many great Talmudim, the three that tower above the development of Halacha, the Hagos Maimonios, okay, who we'll look at tomorrow, the Mardechai, who, in terms of influencing Ashkenazi halacha, was enormously impactful. Many, many, many of the Rama's own positions are based in the Mordechai. And Rabbeinu Asher, okay, Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel, the Rash, the early 14th century, the Rash had to flee to Spain. His son, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, who wrote the Tour, took up a post there, and that was the merging, a synthesis of the world of the Balei HaTosfos, the world of Chachmei Sfarad. Very impressive thing. So we're going to pick up with Chachmei Sfarad tomorrow, but just take a look at the Rash. Purim shiny. Okay, so it's the same svara that Purim is different, but here he writes an extra few words. Kidei laharvabos b'simchas Purim, ein l'shanosan. Ve'afilu yesh lahem ma'os harbe b'chulam yiknu tzarchei su'udas Purim. Wow. So he says, what's this all an expression of? Purim is different, and we just have different laws in terms of communal funds. Purim shiny kidei laharbos b'simchas Purim. Is that the Simchas Purim itself simply demands this kind of what would otherwise be financial recklessness. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, that's very significant. The Rashi's formulation is like really, really, really important. So what's normally reckless is the order of the day for Purim. V'ein medaktik in bedavar, the Rosh says, yesh meforshim, what is ein medaktik in bedavar? Ein medaktik in bedavar, lamar, ze ani v'yitano, v'ze eino ani. Right, we don't pay attention to who qualifies and who doesn't. That's what ein medaktik in bedavar, up until now we thought ein medaktik in bedavar means, you just, you know, lokchen es hagalim, Texas style. The new interpretation that's being suggested is merging this line with ela kol mi sheposhet es yada. Remember the Yerushalmi? So now the Rosh is saying that this is even alluded to in the Bavli, that Ein Medaktik and Medavar means Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. Where do we know that expression from?
I got it, but it's incredible. That's a totally different interpretation than anything I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. Kedei Sheyu Akol Smechem. Again, it's all part of the din in Simcha. So that it's one din with two radical applications. Number one, first radical application is Kol Misha Poshet Es Yado Lito. One.
That you have to put money into somebody's hand who asked for it.
Number two,
that the shul should pay for the liquor.
Right, and that you don't ever change the funding for Purim. Says the Hachigar Sini Bisham Miguel and Medakim was Purim al Kol Shaposha Yado Litol Itol. Okay, so God willing, what we're going to do next time, we'll discuss that in just a second, is we'll pick it up with the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban who became quoted by the Torah, which is something that Jacob voice today, we discussed it again yesterday, the Shitas Ramban regarding how expansive we can be about Kol Mi Sheposhet Es Yado. Okay, so we have a Ramban to do, we have a Ritva, we have a Ravid, and we just have to go through Shitas HaRambam with the Hagos, Maimonios, and the Lecha Mishnah. So we have plenty to do. Now, what I wanted to schedule out with you guys is what